Well, don't forget this has come after some dramatic interest rate cuts in recent months. So I think the question is you have to look at them in the round, and we've gone within a matter of weeks to almost unprecedented levels of interest rate cuts. The question now, I think, is not so much over whether it's another half point, another full point, but whether interest rates are actually an effective tool anymore. You know, some business leaders have been saying actually the issue is not the price of money, not the cost of debt, but the availability of debt. You know, bank lending is still frozen, and until that can get unlocked, actually the price at which you pay for that debt is less and less relevant.
Does that mean that the cuts that we've seen in the last few months, as you say, dramatic cuts, haven't really had much effect? They haven't really got consumer spending again?
My personal view is actually we may be beginning to see the benefits of that. We had a lot of retailers reporting this week, and they're actually not quite as bad as they've been expecting. Some pretty grim numbers out there, people still seeing sales go backwards. But actually, companies like Debenhams and Sainsbury's and John Lewis are finding that it's tough, but it's not meltdown. And I wonder whether some of that may be a reflection of the fact we have seen some very, very sharp falls in interest rates already filtering through. So I think they should stick with it. Ultimately, monetary policy is an important tool. It's just that business leaders are right. There is also a separate problem, which is the banking system remains frozen.
Will interest rates continue to fall?
Yeah, I mean, we clearly are heading very rapidly close to zero here. And the question then also for the Bank of England and the Treasury is what you do when you do get to zero. You know, they have to look at other measures. There's all this talk about printing money out there. There's talk about direct intervention into the bank lending system. You know, these are all things that they're having to think about because they're running out of room as far as interest rates are concerned.
Printing money was dismissed by Alistair Darling yesterday after some newspapers reported that that was what the government was going to do. I mean, this would be a classic kind of Keynesian measure, I suppose, to sort of boost the money supply. What effect would it have, and do you think it'll happen?
Well, I think what was slightly confused is that kind of Zimbabwean Weimar Republic Germany type scenario of people wheeling round barrow loads of fivers is somewhat simplistic. But nonetheless, the government is looking at a version of that, which the economists call quantitative easing, which is a form of basically injecting money directly into the banking system, directly letting the government underwrite loans that companies make from the banks. These are all ways basically of pumping more liquidity into the system to try and get the wheels turning again. They are, you know, the government's right to say that it's a long way from sort of turning on the presses and churning out fivers. But we're not far away from that territory. And I think that there are clear discussions going on in government at the moment about what to do next.
The question that we've been asking every month, Dan, when there's been these interest rate cuts, is whether the banks will pass them on to their customers. I mean, how important is that? And I mean, clearly it's probably not going to happen completely because it hasn't happened in the last few months.
Yeah, I mean, it comes back to this question about the availability of finance. You might be able to get some very cheap mortgage deals, although there may be some very cheap mortgage deals around, but you may not be able to get them. I mean, the number of players in the mortgage market, for example, has shrunk dramatically. We saw Bank of Ireland yesterday actually decide not to issue mortgages in the UK market anymore. And these are all examples of the way in which, you know, you can keep cutting interest rates, but if nobody's prepared to lend you money at that level, it doesn't mean very much.
And meanwhile, the backdrop of in the UK economy is looking very bleak. I mean, yesterday we saw Nissan cut 1,200 jobs at its Sunderland plant, about a quarter of its workforce.
Yes, this is a very worrying development because it's a sort of next stage in the crisis, really. It's when the financial crisis has clearly spilt over into consumer demand. We've seen demand for cars drop dramatically in recent weeks. And now that's spilling over into manufacturing, which will spill over into jobs, which can affect consumer demand. And you start to feel this sort of vicious spiral, which is a very familiar part of any recession. I mean, we mustn't forget these are not, these may feel like exceptional times, but this is what happens in recessions. What's alarming is how fast it's happening. And you know, only a few months ago, everything looked relatively rosy. And now we're into a scenario where car sales have fallen off a cliff. And it's no wonder that Nissan is saying, you know, do we need these people?